I tell you what, ego, man, it is the one thing that makes us all human, because without it, we don't know who we are. But it's also one of those things that can truly damage you if you don't check your ego. That's what we're going to talk about today on the show, our egos.
Welcome to Lending a Hand with your host, Keaton Linder.
Have you ever heard the saying, check your ego at the door? Basically, what that means is that you need to check yourself, that you're balanced, that that ego is not too big and also not too small. Because ego is something very important that we all have. And what I'm going to need you to do over the next several minutes is open your mind, because we're going to talk about your ego and how it's good and bad for you. As you may or may not know, Lending a Hand has been doing micro episodes, 5 a week. And they are 5 to 10 minutes long. We try to keep them very short when we don't have guests on here. So the next few weeks, this is a topic that I know will come up often. Ego. You know, if you define ego from Google, it is a person's sense of self-esteem or self-importance. Psychoanalysis, the part of the mind that mediates between the conscious and unconscious, and is responsible for reality testing and a sense of personal identity. Oftentimes, we think of ego as a bad thing, but ego is necessary for us as human beings. And I was writing down some things before I talked about this topic, you know, good and bad, because I just want people to be more aware of their ego. It seems that in this American culture we live in, there's so much sense of entitlement and personal belief that we get kind of lost in our own ego. You know, ego is good to boost confidence, as that definition said. It gives us purpose. You know, LeBron James, I always love using this example because it's an example of ego as a skill. He has to have the belief and the mindset that he's the best player, basketball player in the world, or else he won't be. Now, I hope that makes sense. And it's really a double-edged sword, because from afar, you can view him dancing and being very confident and outgoing as egotistical. But I bet you if you talk to him one-on-one, that is a way that he gains confidence that makes him comfortable and ready to perform at a level that really nobody else has ever done. I wonder if Jesus had an ego. You know? I'm not too knowledgeable with the Bible, but that's another ego point, is knowledge. And I can say this personally, that I've got a little bit of an ego. I think I'm smart. I have knowledge in my brain. I went to school for 8 freaking years. So I do have a little bit of an ego in some aspects. Maybe not with like nuclear engineering, you know, or biology, science, but with history and journalism and marketing, I have a little bit of an ego. It's more confidence because I've learned it. We can have ego in anything. You can get your ego wrapped up in money, which can be good and bad. Knowledge, schooling, skill set, whatever that skill set may be. Maybe you're a great TikToker. Or maybe you know how to train animals. Or you're a dog groomer or a dog walker. You know, you have to have confidence in a lot of aspects. And we've talked about this before. Confidence to try new things. And I believe having an ego a little bit, in the sense that, you know what, I'm smart enough, I can do this. You know what, I'm brave enough, I can try this. Having that sort of ego is not a bad thing. And in fact, I want to promote you to do that more. I'll never bring somebody down for confidence. There is too much of an ego. We all know that. You think of somebody who's entitled, maybe a kid who isn't yet in the real world, or somebody who got handed a lot of money at a young age, and their ego, maybe it was their dad's money or their mom's money, and their ego has taught them that, oh, that's their money because they have it. And it is their money, and they can do what they please with it. But don't confuse that with self-entitlement, because that is somebody else giving it to you, which can be very dangerous. In this ever-expanding world with the internet and phones at our fingertips and Alexa listening, we all need to be aware of our own ego and how we can check it at the door. Hey everybody, thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this show, make sure to follow us or give us a rating or a review on Apple. And we would love for you to reach out, send us a voice message, send us a message on social media. It would be an honor to talk to you. Thank you.